It's Tuesday, July 7th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Fort Wayne saw an outbreak of gun violence over the 4th of July holiday weekend. Indiana child care providers are pushing back against new state changes that would lessen education requirements for child care workers. And some Porter County leaders say they don't want their taxes going up to pay for a Bears stadium 20 miles away in Hammond. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Fort Wayne saw an outbreak of gun violence over the 4th of July holiday weekend. There were a total of 6 shootings. 16 people were injured, 2 fatally, according to the Fort Wayne Police Department. One individual was shot and killed around 3 a.m. Sunday, and another suffered non-life-threatening injuries at the Shell gas station in the 1900 block of Broadway. There was another shooting with multiple injuries at the intersection of Oliver and Green Streets early Sunday. 9 people were injured, including 1 death. Around the same time, 2 children suffered non-life-threatening injuries when multiple gunshots were fired at a home in the 6,000 block of Southcrest Road. On Monday, Mayor Sharon Tucker issued a statement urging residents to value life and to respect and care for one another. She said she was saddened by the senseless acts of violence with guns. Tucker urged anyone with information about the violence to contact the Fort Wayne Police Department. Indiana child care providers are pushing back against new state changes that would lessen education requirements for child care workers. WFYI's Caroline Beck has more.
Indiana wants to reduce certain education requirements for child care center directors and caregivers, all in an effort to boost affordability. But during a Monday morning public comment session on these rule changes, dozens of providers argued it risks only weakening an already struggling workforce. Felicia Marble owns her own child care business in Indianapolis and said the changes feel insulting.
Many of us have invested years into formal training, certificates, credentials, and degrees because this is a career that demands professionalism, expertise during most critical years of child development.
The Indiana Family and Social Services Administration could make changes to the proposal before final adoption. I'm Caroline Beck in Indianapolis.
Some Porter County leaders say they don't want their taxes going up to pay for a Bears stadium 20 miles away in Hammond. But Governor Mike Braun doubts their opposition would derail the project.
I think that is so tangential to everything else. That's not going to make a difference.
Under the new stadium law, Porter County would have to approve a 1% food and beverage tax to have representation on the stadium authority. But it's part of a much larger package that would also include taxes on stadium tickets and on hotels and restaurants in Lake County. Indiana is offering to fund up to half of the stadium cost with taxes on hotels, restaurants, and tickets for stadium events, as well as money set aside from the increase in tax revenues generated by the project. Indiana University alumnus and New York Times puzzle editor Will Shortz is returning to Bloomington this week as co-host of the National Puzzlers League Convention. The National Puzzlers League holds annual conventions all around the country and has been as close as Indianapolis. This is the first year it will be in Bloomington. Shortz, an Indiana native, designed his own major at IU and earned a degree in enigmatology, the study of puzzles. He has since been the puzzle master for NPR's Weekend Edition Sunday, editor of Games Magazine, founder and director of the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament, and crossword editor for the New York Times since 1993. He's also served as program director for the convention since 1976.
It activates the brain. I think solving puzzles is actually good for your mind. You work out your body to keep it in good physical shape by exercise, and the same thing works for using your mind.
The convention is Thursday through Sunday at the Indiana Memorial Union and Lilly Library on campus. More news in a moment.
Thank you. Support for WBOI comes from Heartland Sings, presenting their summer season, performing family-friendly music at Fort Wayne Parks, Sundays at 3 p.m. Heartland Sings, changing lives through song. Details at heartlandsings.org/events.
Here's what to know for today. As proposals to build data centers spread across Indiana, many local governments are racing to decide how to regulate them. Indiana students may soon get help paying for direct-to-workforce training programs thanks to a new federal grant program. And a new report finds that Indiana leads the nation in the percentage decline of children covered through Medicaid, with roughly 174,000 fewer children enrolled in April of this year as compared to January of last year. That's Who and What for Tuesday, July 7th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbruck. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.